It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good afternoon to you. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. It's Larry Tuneforce. And you're going to want to call in today because I'm sure you're going to have a question. We have City Manager Toby Cotter from the city of Bullhead City. And Toby and I have known each other for a long time, so this will be a good conversation. And we're going to talk about everything that goes on in the city. But also, I want to tell you, at the end of the show today, we're going to give away some tickets to the Needles Rodeo, and this is for tomorrow night's performance, and these are VIP tickets that we got from the radio station for sponsoring it. So stay tuned. And if you want to win them, and you do win them, you call and you win, you got to meet me halfway. I'm not driving all the way to Needles and deliver two little pieces of paper. So we'll meet somewhere, and we'll get them to you today. Or it's not till tomorrow, so we'll catch up today or tomorrow. Toby Cotter, welcome.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Good, good.
Doing fantastic. You know, Paul used to let me pick my bumper music.
Oh, my gosh. He spoils everybody. Well, because he used to have an iPad here.
Yeah.
And he would bring it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, I just throw CDs in. And
yeah.
I don't own an iPad. I'm a poor guy.
Well.
My wife it would, now.
It would have probably been some country.
Oh, yeah?
Could have been.
I don't have
any. Hey, with the country rodeo coming up, we should have done a little country.
I don't have any country. But that's our guest, KJJ. That's our other station.
All right.
Okay. We'll have you on there sometime.
Sounds great. Jockey.
So now, Toby, let's give them a little bit of history. Where does your education come from to make you a city manager?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have a political science degree. I have a master's degree in public affairs journalism. I also have a master's in public administration. So
wow.
I actually did 8 years of college and always wanted to be a kind of a government guy.
Right.
Was my student body president. I was always in student council as a youngster and just always have enjoyed politics, political environments. I've never run necessarily for office other than a student council member, but I've always worked for elected officials.
Right.
And that's the role of a city manager is to work for 7 elected individuals, a mayor and council members. And
that can be pretty tough sometimes.
It can be very tough,
Because all 7 of them have their own personalities.
They do.
And I'm not going to pick on any one of them today. next week when our the mayor's coming in 2 weeks, I think I'll pick on Tom.
You can pick on him anytime, right?
And but they all have their own personalities. They all have their own priorities, too.
Right.
You know,
as any city council in America, there's each individual, whether they're in districts. In Bullhead City, it's at large, so there's not a district. But in communities with districts, they're always lobbying for something in their district, especially in larger communities. Here, it's 7 elected officials working very hard for the community, doing everything from budgeting to, you know, looking at senior meal programs and parks and streets and policing and water safety. We cover so many issues. It's a very exciting time to be in Bullhead City.
I think so.
There's a lot of growth. Retail, we've really sort of created a strategy for more retail.
Good.
Just opened up our Hobby Lobby on Monday morning at 9.
Because you're actually in charge of economic development.
Yeah.
You don't have a committee or anyone else.
No, my office handles almost all of the economic development. I rely on council members to help me at retail shows and conventions. And really for us, for Bullhead City, it's always telling our story. So we have enough rooftops for large businesses, but we also have to tell the story because we have all of our snowbirds, all of our summer visitors, all of our
The weekend second home, tourists the, from here.
Yes, the second homeowners and the weekenders from California. So we have to explain that. And once we do, businesses like Culver's,
right,
some other businesses that are going to be coming in shortly.
I remember Lisa McCabe telling me that Joann's took, and Lisa McCabe was the economic
right.
director for a while, but she had to research through the files because it was before she was ever in that position, 7 years
yeah.
to get Joann's here. So are you working with some people that we're not going to see for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's, for some companies, they'll say, you know, let's just say restaurant A, they're going to tell us that they'll be in the third quarter of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
they're opening up hundreds of stores across the country, and so you have to be slotted in.
Uh-huh.
Now, we have accelerated a few, and, you know, we always try to give them, you know, the best incentive to come.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
right now is a hot economy, and the homes are being built, and there's a lot of different things on the trajectory.
And
for
right now, they're not paying for permits, right? Still.
Well, that ended in December.
Oh,
so
it did.
Yeah, we had nearly a two-year phase of no commercial building permits.
Right.
Started with Dot Foods, kind of ended here with Hobby Lobby and, you know, a few others that are still in the works right now.
Okay.
But it was a big program for the city. Nearly every restaurant renovated. A lot of our small businesses took advantage of new
right.
signs, other small permits that they were able to take advantage of. Yeah. So it was a great program
Don
for the city.
Took advantage for that big sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The billboards are interesting because we have an agreement with Don Laughlin and with
right.
Lamar on those billboards. And
right.
so most importantly for the city is emergency advertising and city messaging.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that we actually get revenue from them as well. They
pay
us a $10,000 ground lease.
Perfect. Perfect. And you talk about emergencies. I remember last year with the little autistic boy that was missing.
Yes.
It was up there on those boards in a couple hours.
Yeah, it really is. And so it's a great partnership. When we have a dire emergency, those now three LED billboards are available to put those emergency messages up on.
Excellent. Excellent. That helps a lot.
It does. It does.
And so now you leave college.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I came to Bullhead City in 1998.
Came to Bullhead uh-huh. City as public information
uh-huh.
officer.
Yeah.
We worked together on a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
We sure did.
Yep. And then you decided, but yeah. as you were PIO, you were also
yeah.
kind of like assistant to the manager.
Yeah, actually, my title had changed a little bit over the years. When we had economic development, the director had left, so I kind of did a stint as economic development director, PIO. I also did the assistant to the city manager, PIO
right.
role. And then Frank Abeda was the city manager here at the time, and Frank wasn't in any hurry to leave. And I was thinking, hey, I should be the city manager here. And I decided to go to one of the coldest places. I left this nice, hot desert climate to go to manage a community just outside of Milwaukee, Richfield, Wisconsin, from 2003 to 2009.
How big of a town was that?
Well, 15,000, growing,
oh, okay.
growing suburban. My first city manager job, the assessed valuation of the community is $1.7 billion.
Holy
and
cow!
And so it's the very, very rich community.
Yeah,
lots,
no
lots
kidding.
Of very, very valuable, not only homes but also some commercial
okay.
entities there.
All right.
So very valuable community, high taxes, but the one thing that I didn't really love. It was about 35 storms per winter, which usually a storm is a few days, right? You have
right.
to clean the road.
35 of them.
Yeah, and so it doesn't sound like a lot until you think about that 90 to 120
yeah.
days they spread over, and it's just cold, and you have to budget for salt and sand
yeah.
and snow plows and overtime. And
wow.
you hit mailboxes, and you get into snow plow accidents, and here in Bullhead City, we don't think about snow plowing.
And there's no salt in your budget?
There's no salt in
yeah.
our budget. So it's I love being back here. So I came back January 1 of 2010, and I've
right.
been the longest-serving manager here by a long shot. And thanks to the city council and the stability that you know that we've been able to bring,
right.
Bullhead City had kind of a bad reputation back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s because managers were staying for about a year or
right.
two at the most.
And chiefs of police, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
And, it, you know, those are growing pains, and their turnover happens. But stability really equals a lot of great things for the community because with a stable mayor, a stable council, stable staff, you can really get a lot done because right. everybody's working for the common goal here.
Exactly.
We're all working hard together to make our community better.
And we're fortunate we don't have a Democratic and Republican
no.
race that,
no.
that gets nasty and dirty.
No, all of our council members in the county, really, are yeah. all nonpartisan, elected
right.
at large. And so in Bullhead City, you're not a Democrat or Republican. You're a
Doesn't
city
matter.
Council
yep.
member.
Exactly. All right, so now you become city manager and start working with our council, and our council, for the most part, has been pretty stable for a
yes.
while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we haven't had too many people leave or no one get defeated, I don't think.
No.
So now what about the trash? Today's paper comes
yeah.
out, and it says that if you want to recycle, it's going to cost you $10 a month to do that.
Yeah, so Republic Services has given us a lot of information, and for anybody who wants to spend an hour and a half, watch the video, it's been posted online, it's
okay.
on the city's Facebook page, learn about the problem, and that's really what yesterday's forum, and there's another one next week on the 11th
okay.
at 5:30. Basically, what Republic Services is saying is that recycling in the world, and in America, and in Bullhead City, recycling is broken. One, there's no market for it. So they can collect all this recyclable material, and they have nowhere to sell it.
Uh-huh.
So truly, their business model isn't working in Bullhead City because they right now are collecting all of our recyclables and trying to recycle it and has no market to sell it.
Wow.
On the other hand, a bigger local problem is about 70% of our recyclable materials that you and I and all of our neighbors put into that blue bin
right.
is contaminated. So basically what they said at the meeting yesterday is that we're doing twice a day trash service because all those recyclable materials get dumped, they get taken to a facility in North Bullhead, and they start looking at this stuff, and it's dirty diapers, and it's pizza boxes with grease on them, and it's carpet, and things that just are not recyclable.
Okay.
So it's a big problem, because we're now, think about the carbon footprint of this. We're basically putting all this trash into our recycling. We're hauling it to North Las Vegas to go to a sorting facility. They're pulling out 70% of what we sent there and putting it in a North Las Vegas landfill. So it's not a good system.
Right.
So a couple of the people there yesterday, well, a lot of the audience that was there yesterday was trying to help all of us figure out how can we better educate the community, how can we do a better job of recycling, how can we not contaminate our recycling.
Right.
And if we can accomplish that, that's a great step. Now, Republic is still saying, even if you do that and give us 100% clean recycling, we still can't sell it, and that we'd have to raise your rates. And so this option, it's a very unique option, because what we're basically saying is if we extend their franchise agreement, they're willing to hold our rate of $15.
Okay.
And if you and I want to recycle, we're probably going to do a really good job at it. We're probably the environmentally conscious individuals who would do it. But they want us to pay the $10 for it, because that's their cost. They say if about 1,000 to 1,500 people sign up for it, that they can actually break even and offer recycling to the community, with a couple caveats. One, they expect those people who do pay to do it the right way. Secondly, they're also saying that the city can have some drop-off points. We have one at City Hall right now
okay.
where people can bring the recycling to City Hall. We could establish another one where, again, if people don't want to pay the $10 but want to do it the right way, bring it to those drop-off points.
All right.
So they're offering that up. So the main premise is, do we want to keep one of the lowest trash rates in the country? Or are we all willing to pay $3 to $5 more per month to continue with this recycling program, which in all sincerity, from Republic to the city, is a broken recycling system
wow.
right now?
Wow. Because I remember an article maybe 6-8 months ago about trying to tell people again what goes in to recycle.
It's an ongoing educational process, and it's very clear from the city to Republic to the schools, we have to keep educating the people who are recycling.
Right.
We have to, because I was there with Mayor Brady at this facility in Las Vegas. Six people after you dump a load onto a conveyor belt, six people, all they're doing, and their hands are moving faster than you can move your hands,
right,
are pulling trash off of a conveyor belt that's supposed to be recyclable material.
Oh.
And so it's not just Bullhead City. That facility is Las Vegas, Henderson, Havasu, us, Kingman.
Okay.
And so we're all basically throwing garbage into our recycling bins.
So the problem isn't just Bullhead. It's also Vegas and Henderson.
No. And what Republic Services, though, is trying to do is solve this problem one community at a time.
Okay.
And part of that is a big educational program that they have to do in all these communities.
Wow. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break and let you catch your breath.
Perfect.
And we'll be back with Toby Cotter. You can call in if you have a question. 702-298-1060.
CBD is becoming one of the most effective pain management products today. Groundbreaking research in CBD has revolutionized the health and wellness industry, and you need to know where to go. The Vaporium of Laughlin now carries a wide array of full-spectrum CBD products. The guys at Vaporium have established a close relationship with their suppliers and do not promote anything less than the best. Safe, effective, backed by lab-tested results, they support only top-brand CBD products. Come meet Ian, your CBD consultant, and see if CBD is right for you. The Vaporium of Laughlin, located across from the Golden Nugget.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind on your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
You can't seal off the whole desert.
Yeah, you can't, but for anybody who lives in Bullhead City, our trash contract is very generous in that regard. So if you have a big, bulky item that doesn't fit in the 96-yard roll-off or the green bin you have, just call, and they'll come pick it up. There's no reason for this stuff to make it into the desert. Nothing. Six times a year for free.
If you've got more than that, team up with one of your neighbors and didn't use one.
Right,
times,
so right.
It's easy to do. Roads, let's talk about our roads, because we hear all the time that, of course, everybody tried to get one penny out of our taxpayers to pay for our roads, and it didn't pass.
No.
For some reason, they wanted to hang on to that penny.
Yeah, well, and we've made a lot of progress. Our goal that we've had for the last 3 years now is to get 20% of our streets repaved, slurried, chip sealed, whatever the case may be, and we've made that goal every year. So really, that means every 5 years, every street will get some sort of treatment, some sort of maintenance on it.
Right.
Some may need brand new asphalt, some may just need a fog seal or a slurry seal.
And then Mayor Brady was our guest speaker Tuesday morning at Kiwanis, and he mentioned that the parkway almost needs to be gutted and redone.
It does. It's more than 25 years old now, and we've been maintaining it. Now, if you drive it today, and some of your listeners will know this, that the parkway is in great shape right now. We've had some mini contracts out there with some of our local paving companies.
Right.
They've fixed some of the bad areas. The city staff is, there's not a single pothole out there. We've slurried a few areas. We've got a few more to do.
Okay.
But right now, the parkway is a great ride.
All right. So that's good news. So all the residential streets and the main roads, like they're going to do Silver Creek here in a week or so.
Yep.
And I know you guys just did Train because it was real nice for the expo.
Yeah.
That was the best part, was the road for the expo. The wind, that was a different situation, but we lost 10 of our brand new Easy Ups.
No.
Yeah, well, it's the price of doing business. But so all the roads in the city will be every 5 years have something done to maintain them.
Yeah, yes. In our current funding formula with the state, we can do that. And we'd love to get more gas tax from the state.
Right.
But that's an ever-evolving process, and there's politics behind it at the state level. But the funding has increased over the last few years, so that's a good thing. And we're looking at other options as well. So we believe we'll be able to keep that 20% formula in place. And so all of our residents can anticipate every 5 years seeing some maintenance on the road in front of their home. So we want to, but we want to keep up with all the little things too. The cracks, the right. line painting, all those things that make your drive to work, to school, to your, you know, church, all those things are important to us. We don't want to have a single pothole in the city.
Right.
If there's one in your neighborhood or one that you drive by, call us and we will come fix it. We can't be everywhere. I mean, it is a big city.
Right.
We're pretty large, spread out. And so if there's something in your neighborhood that we're not being attentive to, call us.
And that's 763-9400. Yeah. If somebody, we've mentioned call a couple times, 763-9400. And the operator there can put you anywhere within the city. So you tell them what your issue is, and they'll get you to the right people. And
yeah.
those right people may be out working, so you may get their voicemail, but they will get back with you, and they will work to solve your problem.
We'll definitely, you know, whether it's a street issue or if there's some random graffiti in the neighborhood,
right.
some weeds, all these things matter to us. There's nothing too small. I mean, one stitch of graffiti we want removed.
Right.
I mean, it is absolutely the goal of this city to have zero graffiti. We will not have it. We will not tolerate it. We'll prosecute anybody who does it. And we tell this to everybody because you drive around. Go to Southern California. Go to Vegas. It's too prevalent, and
yes.
we don't want it here. And we're not going to allow it. I mean, even on private property, we see it, we're telling you to remove it, or we're coming on your property to remove it. I mean, we have to follow some laws to
right.
do that, but we're not going to allow graffiti. We're not going to allow, you know, derelict properties
right.
to exist in our community. We've torn down more than 250 homes in the last 5 years.
Wow.
None of them were occupied, but some
well, that's
of,
a good thing.
Right. But some of them had transients, homeless in them.
Yes.
Some of them were neighborhood nuisances. We are bringing up neighborhood each time we take one of these derelict homes down.
Exactly.
A lot of them are out of city ownerships. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were inheritance, just neglected to no end.
And they inherited something they don't even know what it is.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And our position, and the council's been very strong on this, is that we will tear your home down if you're going to neglect it and it's going
right.
to turn into a neighborhood nuisance. And
sure.
so we do that. We pay for it. It can range anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 to do that. Then we file a lien on that parcel.
Right.
Ultimately, we're going to get that money back.
Okay. Whenever it sells.
Whenever it sells, or we foreclose or sue the owner.
Yeah.
And we've not been suing individual property owners. It's too tedious.
Yes.
But we definitely have liens on all these parcels. And if it sells and or if we foreclose, then we, you know, that money gets returned to us.
And have you foreclosed on some?
We have sent out probably 100, 150 letters of potential foreclosures telling people to pay. We have had a lot of compliance
okay.
from people who've paid.
Well, that's good.
Some people have asked for payment plans, and we've really been working on that because we don't want all these liens hanging out there either. We want people to own property free and clear so they can build new homes and reinvest in this community.
Okay. So now, when you talk about the roads and that what you're talking about there with the properties, this all costs money.
Yeah. It does.
Where does 90% of our money come from?
So the city has just very few funding sources. So our local 2% sales tax that you, when you buy anything, so
you
2 cents on the dollar, so and including the things you order on Amazon too. So some people don't realize that you think when you go to Walmart and buy something for a dollar, you're paying an extra 2 cents for the city.
But they think on Amazon they're not?
Yeah, no. We make sure that all goods that are bought online, people are paying their sales tax on.
Well, and they should.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what runs our city.
Right.
And it's never increased. It's never changed.
No.
It's always been 2 cents.
Right. So the other major funding source for us are state shared revenue. So we do get the state shared gas tax.
Okay.
That we can only use for our streets and street crews and those things. We also get a state shared sales tax. So the state collects their 5%, and then they share that with all the cities and counties. and then the state income tax. So we share based on our population on those formularies. And so those are our funding sources.
That's it.
The city of Bullhead does not have a property tax. And that surprises a lot of people because most people in the country think that every city has a property tax.
I just found out that Havasu does.
Minor.
Yeah.
It's a minor one.
Yeah.
When I managed the community in Wisconsin, it was about 95% of the revenue came from property taxes.
Oh.
So it, a big difference in sort of the Midwest versus the out West. Here, a little bit heavier reliance on sales tax, a lot less on property tax.
Which, when it comes to like Hobby Lobby, you start collecting sales tax Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the fire department, I had Jeannie in here the other day from Mojave County Assessor. So we were talking about this, and the property won't hit the tax rolls for almost 2 years.
Right.
Because of opportunities to complain and change and adjust and whatnot. And then finally it hits in 2 years. So, like, the fire department won't see a nickel off of Hobby Lobby for 2 years.
True, but on the other hand, with Dot Foods, Hobby Lobby,
yes.
Culver's, things that are happening at Target and other places around the community, all these new homes and condos and developments that are taking place, it all matters to those who do collect property tax.
Exactly.
Because looking forward, their valuations are growing, the value of the community is growing, the value of individual neighborhoods is now growing again. And so I saw a statistic the other day that showed, you know, new and existing home stock, it's gone up significantly just in the past 12 months.
Right.
So what used to be a $100,000 home is now selling for $130,000, $140,000.
Wow.
And so we're kind of getting back in that, what I would call sort of the peak years of Bullhead City, that 2000 time frame, 98 to 2000.
It was nice then,
yeah. Yeah. But we always have to remember this. We have to be sustainable. We have to be smart.
Yeah.
Just because we see the economy getting better today, it's way better than it was in 2010 when I started here.
Right.
So we might have about 250 homes or so built this year. There were 15 built in 2010 when I started here. So we've turned the economy around. The economy of the country has turned around,
exactly.
And we've turned around with it. But we've done a lot to get there. When you talk about things like a Dot Foods, like a Hobby Lobby, all these things that we're doing, and there's more to come. Except just because you now have a little bit of money and you're seeing a little bit of growth, what I reflect on, you know, don't get drunk on that.
Right.
Don't waste it. Save, because it could go back down again.
Anytime.
Right.
Yeah.
So we all have seen it before. We've seen those ebbs and flows, dips. It's a roller coaster.
Yep.
Let's take advantage of this economy right now, but don't get drunk on it.
There you go. All right, we'll be back with Toby Cotter.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
All right, we're back. Speak Out 2.0. I guess we had a little technical difficulty there for a while. We were talking to ourselves. I guess you guys weren't hearing us out there. I'm sorry for that. Again, we're brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection, Mojave Electric Cooperative with your co-op connection card, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive anything on the lot and buy a brand new car for under $30,000. Vaporium of Laughlin, all your stop smoking needs, they have them there. And Eugene Williams Consulting, helping every business grow. And we'll tell you more about that later on. So we're back with Toby Cotter, city manager of Bullhead City. And if you have a question, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. We were talking a little bit about taxes, and the city has kind of become the specialist in their own events.
Yeah.
I had Jeff Tipton in here a few weeks ago and talking about the tournaments and the tournaments and the tournaments. I had Ed Catafamo in here my first day, and he was telling me that in the event center, we were talking about events that he wanted to do, and he said volleyball. And I said, well, how many volleyball courts can you get in there? 40.
Yeah.
I said, that's 80 teams at a time playing.
Yeah.
So if he can get a volleyball tournament for a weekend, that's a lot of teams coming to Bullhead City.
Yeah, we're talking a multi-billion dollar industry throughout the country. We just need a sliver of that, and we're already getting it. So when we looked, really it was in 2010, and I give Sam Medrano and the council members, Mayor Hakem, a lot of credit for this because the economy was suffering. I said before, 15 homes built that year.
Yeah.
There, it was just, what can we do? So we said, look, we need construction will come back. We knew it would, and it has come back. Retail. We said retail needs to remain strong because Bullhead City really is the retail hub of this region for folks in Laughlin, from Golden Valley to Needles and everybody in between. So we committed to retail in a big, big way. We knew construction would come back. We said we needed something else.
Right.
We needed the Dot Foods. And so we went after that, and that just recently happened. But back then in 2010, the conversation is, what else can we do? And a lot of people were saying, hey, there's a couple existing sports tournaments that are pretty popular, that are bringing people to town. And so we just said, you know what? Let's commit to it. Let's make our area, because we have everything.
We do.
We have the facilities. We have rooms. The one thing that no one else has, there's no listener listening to the station right now that has what we have in their community.
Right.
We have Bullhead City in Laughlin with over 11,000 affordable hotel rooms with facilities to host major sporting events. No one else has it. And sorry to my friends in Kingman and Havasu, you'll never be there. You'll never have it because you don't have 11,000 hotel rooms, plus a whole bunch of rental properties, plus a whole bunch of RV resorts. We have that. That's our niche. There's some great things happening in Kingman and Havasu. They have their niches. We have this sports tourism niche that is going to flourish even more. So our goal a couple years ago, now it started in 2010, and then a few years ago we said, okay, we're to that point now where we can commit to at least one sporting event every week, every weekend. And we're pretty much there. Now, we have a few in the summer that get a little too hot.
Right.
Guess what? With a $32 million sports arena, a field house, those tournaments will be taking place there.
Yeah.
So it's, if you haven't been there, it's hard to understand how impactful these events are. So many families with kids. Now, these are their vacations. Disney might not happen because you're playing basketball every weekend in the Southwest.
Yep.
You're playing soccer. And so these families come here and they have to get a room. They buy their gas here. They get food here. They might end up at Big Five or Walmart or Target.
Yep.
You know, they certainly are buying pizza at Little Caesars. They're doing all those things. And it's making a dramatic impact in this economy.
A couple of weeks ago, they ran Buffalo Wild Wings out of burgers because I went in there on a Sunday night, and we're sitting there, and they're looking. The guy goes, "Here's our new menu. Look at this." And I went, "Oh, that looks good." I said, "Guy comes over. I said, oh, that cheeseburger." He goes, "Well, I hate to tell you this, we're out of burgers." I said, well, "How do you run out of burgers?"
Yeah, that's a problem, and that's why the city does its darndest to let our businesses know, "Hey, we got this event, and the next weekend is another event," and so that we don't run out of food, that we don't run out of merchandise across the community. And so we're doing much better at that, but we still hear that, hey, someone ran out of something, and it does happen. It's kind of a good problem to have.
Yeah,
but
really.
On the other hand, you'd rather have businesses who don't run out of anything.
Yes.
So but our sports tourism is just a great piece of our total economy.
All right. We got to pause one more time here.
No problem.
Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299-0511.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left here with Toby Cotter as we approach the top of 1 o'clock. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall on Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting. And we're back with Toby talking about money and all how it comes together in events. I know that Jeff Tipton was in here. He was telling me that it's almost, like you said, almost every weekend you've got a tournament going on.
Yeah, so there's no excuse for us starting in, let's just say, January 1 of 2020. There's no excuse for this community to not have a special event.
Every weekend.
Sports.
Wow.
All year. Every weekend. Doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Easter, doesn't matter. Because youth are playing sports. Adults are playing sports. We've done very, very well with some of these niche markets like youth soccer, adult softball. I mean, we have an 80-year-old division for adult softball.
And the Dave Cobbs tournament was just a couple of weeks ago.
50 of the best softball teams in America here.
50 of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So next weekend, I think the last number I heard was 90 soccer teams for this tournament coming next weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so but this is normal for us. I mean, we can do 200 teams. I mean, so part of it is just the city's capacity to run events. And so now we have a heavy reliance on private promoters. So we are working great with private promoters. We, you know, 5 years ago didn't have any of those relationships. Now we've got a dozen or more relationships with private promoters who bring their events here. They run the softball tournament, baseball tournament, soccer, doesn't matter.
Just say, here's the field, and there you go.
Yeah, so sure, there's some trade-offs, minor fees, other things that we need to make the arrangement work. But most importantly is they're bringing in thousands of people who are here to play sports, and they're having the time of their life.
Yes.
And they also get the great, you know, they get to stay in Laughlin, have a great time while they're here. There's so many great restaurants on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So when you come to Bullhead City from Phoenix, L.A., Vegas, Utah, Texas, doesn't matter where you come from, some of our adult softball tournaments are coming from all over the country. I met some guys from South Dakota and Minnesota at the last tournament. When they come here, we don't have traffic congestion. All of our facilities are close by. It's easy to get from your hotel in Laughlin or Bullhead to your game site.
Right.
And so it's very, very convenient. So one thing people always tell us is this is a great place because it's easy to get around.
Exactly.
It's pretty cheap. It's affordable rooms. It's affordable food. Go to that same tournament in L.A. or Phoenix.
Sure.
Good luck finding the room.
Yep.
You're going to drive. You're going to be in traffic. So we really have found a really cool niche, and that's with our sports tourism. But we still have a very robust winter visitor tourism season.
We do.
And our summer visitors, it's never been higher. We've never had more summer visitors than we do now.
Wow.
And so starting now, you see it, boats are for rent, jet skis are for rent, canoes, kayaks are going down the river.
We got them in the parking lot here.
Right. So
the mall.
So from the river to Lake Mojave, there's never been a busier summer season coming up than the one you'll see this year, and probably next year will be bigger than this year.
Okay, I have Chief Williamson in here, I think next week or the week after, and I'll have to ask him how how worried he is about that for a safety perspective.
It is an issue, and it's an issue that the chief will talk to you for the whole hour about, because he has a great program. Our boats, our summer safety patrol, we've got ocean certified lifeguards out there with us. So we do everything we can to keep that river safe. Of course, the lake is also very, very busy.
Yep.
But we've got an asset here that everyone in the Southwest wants to come to.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's affordable. You can come to our river for free.
Yeah. The last time my son was out, he stayed in another, he's a deputy sheriff in L.A., he stayed at another deputy's house here that has a vacation home here.
Sure.
I said, he said, they're going to bring their dog. And I said, you can't bring your dog. We have a cat. And so he said, oh, that's okay. We'll just stay at so-and-so's house. I said, what? Yeah, so-and-so's got a vacation home out there. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that have vacation homes.
Yeah,
here
so whether it's a hotel, vacation home, vacation rental, there's so many options for people, and they're affordable. This is a very affordable place to come in the
summer.
There's
Davis Camp if you want to camp out.
Right.
Yeah.
So with all of those amenities and access to really one of the best lakes, again, excuse all of our friends in Lake Havasu who think they have the nicest lake, There could be a very good argument made that Lake Mojave, a little bit bigger, way more coves, a little bit nicer. Just saying.
Now, you're paid by the city, not by John Panicker. You know, you're not a chamber employee here.
Hey, but I rely heavily on sales tax.
Yes.
And so for me, tourists are a big, big part of our economy.
Can Rudy track that by the weekends?
No. Because the way it's remitted to us by the state, it's all monthly.
Okay.
So as a business, you pay per month.
All right.
Now, we see trends on the monthly trend lines, and we analyze that. And you can, if you had a huge event this month and you didn't have it last year that month, you'll be able to see what kind of, you can draw some correlations.
Okay.
But typically, month to month is not as easy to say what you did. Now, business owners can talk to us, and they do.
Right.
And the business owner can say, oh, my goodness, it was that good.
Yeah.
And we do get that feedback from our businesses, especially when we ask, because
they
want to be successful. Buffalo Wild Wings doesn't want to run out of burgers,
but
they kind of do, right? They want to sell everything they have.
Yep.
And when you have these tournaments and a place like Buffalo Wild Wings, there's an hour wait.
Yes. Yep.
So it's a great opportunity for all of our businesses. And the residuals, as you know, is what happens after the fact. The people who made the money then spend the money.
Right. Now, what's on your wish list, Toby? We haven't talked about what's on Toby's wish list tucked down in his bottom drawer of his desk, because he's got to wait for this funding all to happen.
So for us, it's pretty simple. It's basic infrastructure for us. We've got to finish this bridge that Bullhead and Clark County have been talking about for a decade or more. We are ready to build the infrastructure in Bullhead City.
You were talking about Sam Adrano, and that was one of his things when he was here, was bridge.
Totally disagree with the Laughlin Town Board.
Right.
Totally disagree with the resolution they passed, and I hope Clark County sends us a message very soon saying we're going to build a bridge. And again, sorry to all my friends here in Laughlin if they're opposed to the bridge. It's time for us as a community, both communities, to come together and see a greater goal of overall economic development.
Well, I can remember when we cut the ribbon for the parkway.
Yeah.
And there was nothing on the parkway. Now, we've got a new road that just goes to the park and the highway. You've got all of Laughlin Ranch, all of Desert Foothills.
Right.
You've got so many other subdivisions. You've got an elementary school.
The development in Laughlin will come. It will come.
Yeah.
But basic infrastructure is needed. And having a second bridge is a good thing for both communities. Probably having a third bridge someday is a good thing
someday
for both communities. At some point in time, you have to wonder about growth and how big can you get without basic infrastructure.
Exactly.
So that's definitely something that is on that wish list. Now, there's other things, too. We always need newer vehicles and more, you know, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a great job with managing it with the resources we have. We've got a couple little parks that we need to finish off. Gary Keith Park right now. Olivia McCormick is
rocking
and her
rolling
team is doing awesome there. Rotary Park is almost done. There's one more fourplex, baseball fourplex, that's needed in there. And then that park is almost done.
Wow.
And it really is one of the nicest parks that you'll find.
All right.
And one thing I'll tell you, I'll leave you with this. Our parks are always free and open to the public. Come enjoy your city parks anytime when there's not an organized event on. Come
there,
for free.
There you go. All right, Toby Cotter, city manager of Bullhead City. If you got any questions, you can call him at 763-9400. Everybody have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.